In Syria, President Bashar al-Assad is using Russian-made rockets, rifles, and tanks to battle rebels. But in Moscow, Russian officials are trying to put daylight between the Kremlin and the Assad government. Here is Russian President Vladimir Putin.
We are not concerned about the fate of Assad's regime. We understand what is going on there and that his family has been in power for 40 years. The changes are undoubtedly needed. We are worried about a different thing. What next?
How does Russia's position play in Anjar, a Lebanese border town clogged with Syrian refugees? Deek Abdelkhalik runs charity groups helping refugees from the same Syrian Muslim branch that is rebelling against President Assad.
Russia is killing the innocent people. So now we have two Israels, Israel and its sister, Russia.
Inside Syria, Sunni rebels are threatening to kill Russian speakers, starting with this Ukrainian journalist, Anhar Kochneva. Russia has sent naval ships to evacuate its citizens from Syria. In Tripoli, a northern Lebanese city, Sunni Sheikh Walid Tabush says Russia has lost support throughout the Arab world.
They do not care about the regime or the Syrian people or the whole Arab world. They care about their country's benefit and nothing else.
Only half a kilometer away, but on the far side of the Muslim world's deep sectarian divide, Abu Ali Zumar leads a Lebanese militia of the same Alawite Shia sect as Syria's ruling clan. He praises Russia's position.
The Russian situation is honorable. I respect people with principles and ideology. People of principle support you always. They don't leave you when you lose and be with you when you win. This is immoral.
But in the mathematics of Islam, about 80% of Muslims in the world are Sunni, including almost all of Russia's Muslims. In Beirut, Paul Salem is a policy analyst directing the Carnegie Middle East Center. He says President Putin has made a losing bet on Syria's president.
This has certainly, damaged Russia's image, Russia's, profile. In the Middle East, in the Arab world, in the Muslim world in general, it comes at a pretty high price with almost no gain.
After backing the losing side in other revolutions of the Arab Spring, is Russia doing it again in Syria? James Brook, VOA News, Anjar, Lebanon.